Welcome to the Good Vibes Club, a normal girl's guide to living your best life and being the best version of yourself. Whether you're listening on a commute, out on a hot girl walk, or curled up on your sofa, sit tight and get ready to feel those good vibes. Hello guys, I hope you're all doing well and happy Christmas. Can we believe this is the last episode before Christmas Day of 2023? I honestly don't know how we've got here. I feel like yesterday I started the podcast and I've had it for nearly a year now, which is absolutely nuts. I think we're on episode number 33 or something now, which is absolutely craziness. And that's including a break. So we've been here a while now and I'm so grateful for each and every one of you, but genuinely just shook that we're at Christmas. I don't know how we've got here. So today's episode is exciting for that reason, but also for something that I've been really desperate to share with you for so long. And a few of you already know, if you're in the magic group chat on WhatsApp, you already know this. You already know what I'm going to say. But guys, I'm going to give myself a drum roll because I feel like this is a really big deal to me. But I have launched a vision board workshop, which is honestly something that sets my soul on fire. And I cannot believe I've finally done it. It's taken so much of my energy. I had to learn how to do a website. I've had to learn how to put a course together. I've had to do so many different things that are out of my comfort zone. And honestly, I think that I've cried probably about 5 times over this, and I've put so much into it, and I've pulled together all of the information that I found really beneficial over time, things that have personally worked for me and allowed me to create boards that have come to life before my eyes. And honestly, some of the results I've had have been absolutely crazy. So we're going to get into my 2023 goals that came true at the end of this episode. And I'll also link in the show notes my previous episodes about manifestation success, just so you know what I'm talking about, because trust me guys, I really do know what I'm talking about with this one. But in the workshop, you're going to get 4 chapters. So I'm talking you through everything to do before you create the board, how to really align with your goals. I'm going to teach you how to put your board together, whether that's physical or digital. This is going to work for both. There's templates on there as well. I'm going to teach you how to utilize your board when it's created. And there's also a lot of templates and other bits and pieces as well, which are packed in. And for listening to this episode, I'm going to give you a little code podcast to get an extra 25% discount on the course. So if you go on the website, which is linked in my show notes, and use the code podcast, you'll get 25% off. And this is kind of like an exclusive deal for you guys, because the podcast is obviously where the Good Vibes Club started. And I really wanted to give you something that would be a little something extra to say thank you, and almost like my Christmas present from me to you. There's also a discount on the Stanley Cup when you're in the course. So lots of little benefits to being in there. But I honestly have put everything into this, and it's every single piece of information that has caused me to create these successful boards over the years. And I know that it's going to help you to create the most successful vision board that you've ever done. And I cannot wait to hear what you're putting on your boards, to see your boards in real life. If you want to send me them on Instagram, please do. I will not be sharing any vision boards if you don't want me to. And if you do want me to, I can share them anonymously. But I just can't wait to see what you guys come up with and to just help you through your dream lives. So for today's episode, I thought we would have a little deep dive into some vision boarding hacks. So obviously, if you want the full information, you're going to have to join the course, but I thought I would give you some little bite-sized chunks that I find really beneficial to creating a vision board and making sure that it really, really works. And I guess I don't really need to do my good vibe of the week this week, because we already know what it is. We know that my good vibe of the week is launching this vision board workshop, because let's be honest, it's all I've talked about for months to my friends and family. And genuinely, I think it's the biggest thing in my career that I've done in a really long time. And I'm so thankful for you guys for listening to the podcast, which gives me the opportunity to do cool things like this, but also for myself. Like, I'm so grateful for myself for believing in what I'm capable of and pushing myself out of my comfort zone to really create something that I believe is so beneficial and is going to help so many of you to really get into the law of attraction and creating vision boards and starting your dream life. Now, to talk about the hacks, I've got, I think, about 3 or 4 to share with you that I really think are core things that you need to know if you're going to create a vision board. Because online, especially with things like TikTok, I've seen dozens this week already, but there's a big emphasis on creating these beautiful vision boards that look really aesthetic and have all these pictures of these different things that you want to achieve. And I think without any context, they just look really nice. You can go on Pinterest and you can literally search for a vision board and you can just download one and set it as your background, and it's someone else's vision board. And as much as I also love creating those aesthetic vision boards, I think it's really important to make sure that they are aligned with the goals that you really want to achieve, because vision boards can work even if it's not your actual goals. You could be putting a vision board on your phone and you could see that vision board every single day, and you could manifest something that you maybe didn't even think you wanted to manifest because you're seeing it every single day and you're basically thinking it into your existence. So I wanted to just make sure that you know that there is so much more than just putting some cute little pictures on a board and making it look nice. Don't get me wrong, I love an aesthetic vision board as much as the next person. I like mine to look really nice and put together. I make some of the pictures black and white. I put quotes on there. Like, I do like mine to look nice, but that's because the nicer it looks, the more likely I am to look at it more often. And this year I'm actually trialing a physical board, which is something new for me. I haven't done a physical board in years. I think probably about 4 years. I think my last one was maybe like 2020 or 2019, because I remember having it in that home that I lived in at that time. But honestly, I find both work equally well. I don't think it really matters. It's just personal preference of what you like to do. So some people prefer physical, some people prefer digital, some prefer on their phone background, some people prefer it to be on their computer screen. It's totally up to you. The first hack is to set aside some time to write down your goals. Now, I've actually got some friends coming over this year and we're going to write our vision boards together on the 2nd of January. We're going to have a really nice cozy night. We're going to set the scene, get some pizzas, and we're just going to create our vision boards together and just have a really nice cozy little night where we just make our vision boards a reality. I think, to be honest, we're probably going to do them digitally because none of us actually own a printer. 2023 problems. No one owns printers anymore, I swear. But we're just going to create our vision boards and make them look really cute and talk about our goals with each other and have like a really wholesome little evening, which I can't wait for. But I think it's really important to write down your goals before you create your board. And this is probably my most important and most talked about aspect of a vision board, because whenever I talk to people about vision boards and they say, oh yeah, I just thought about what I wanted and put some pictures together, I think the actual creation of a list and the creation of a list of your goals and dreams is so much more important than what goes on the board. And I think that list of goals and dreams is as important as what goes onto the board, because that is you really harnessing your thoughts and writing them down, getting them out, putting them on a page and making sure that you know exactly what it is that you want. And sometimes when you start writing things, you will come across things that you maybe didn't think that you wanted. You'll start to really dive deep into what it is that you want. So I did this the other day and I was actually quite surprised with the things that were coming out. And some of them I kind of expected, some of the things I knew that I wanted. And the more that I thought about each subheading, so for example, I give a big list and a lot of examples in the workshop, but thinking on things like your health and your career and your relationships and travel, etc., and you kind of just put those little subheadings and you think about what it is that you want to achieve in those. And it's really interesting when you start to get all of those thoughts out and realize what it is that you really want. And as I've said, I find it really beneficial, but it's also quite handy when it comes to finding the images, because you can look at what you've got on those lists and then you can translate it into pictures for your vision board. I was recently listening to the On Purpose podcast and Roxy Nafusi was one of the guests, and on the episode, she said that she always asks herself, if I wasn't scared, what would I want? And I thought that was such a powerful thing to say. If I wasn't scared, what would I want? What would you put on that board if you weren't driven by fear? If you weren't worried, or if you weren't letting yourself say, oh God, you could never get that. What would you put on that vision board? What would you desire? What would you want? What would your goals be if you weren't scared? So what would you put? If you weren't scared, what would you write on that board? And think about the big goals. Think about your future. Think about what you really want. And it's important to note that some of these big goals might not happen in a year. Because say, for example, you really want to be qualified in, I don't know, say maybe you want to become a dermatologist. Random thing to throw out there. One of my friends has actually said that she wants to become a dermatologist, and writing that on your board is great. Might not happen in a year because you have to study for a few years to get it to happen, but writing it on your board puts it into the universe. I think it's a really good way to think about the bigger goals that you have in life. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you really want to get qualified in something new. Maybe it's that you really want a certain house, or you really want your dream partner or your children or various different things. There's so many different versions of big goals. And I think it's really interesting to write it down and see what happens over time, because it might be that that thing keeps getting moved every year onto the next board, But then eventually it'll happen. And I think it's important to remember that the big goals might not happen straight away. So you're not suddenly going to become qualified in something if you're yet to take the first step. But you putting that on your board is telling the universe that you want it, and the universe will help guide you into getting on that course and starting that qualification and doing all the stepping stones that will guide you there. And then you might end up in, you know, a dermatology school that's really great. You might get the top exams. It's just those little stepping stones, which I talk about quite often when it comes to vision boarding and just getting you to where you want to be. But if we didn't put that on our board till the fourth or fifth year, so say for example you really want to do the dermatologist course and it's 5 years, if you don't put this on your board till the fifth year of studying, you kind of already got there, but also then you're only allowing yourself to dream about it when you're 4 years in. Just put it on your board now. If you want that house that's like a 5-bedroom or a 4-bedroom with a big garden and a driveway and whatever, but you're currently living in a little 2-bedroom flat, put it on your board, because you've still got those stepping stones that will get you there, and the universe will still guide you on that path. The second hack that I want to talk to you about is using POV imagery and using your own handwriting. And this is one that I have recently heard about that I think is really interesting. I used it on my most recent vision board for 2023, and I think it's such a good way to use visualization and use your imagination, because it can be quite difficult to imagine yourself in certain situations and to visualize certain situations if you haven't already been there. And I think that by using things like point of view, it's a really good way to imagine yourself in that space to be able to help you to visualize. So for example, if you are manifesting that dream house and maybe it's a new build and you've got that certain developer has got a site near you, go and view one of the houses and take a picture of your hand holding keys inside that house or holding the keys out the front of that house if you don't want to view it, and just putting that on your vision board. Because then it's your own hand holding those keys in front of your dream house. It's not just a random pair of keys in front of a random 2-bedroom house or whatever it is that's on Pinterest that people use. I used one in the past, I can't lie, but I think that is a really powerful way to do it. If you are manifesting your dream car, take a picture the next time you see someone driving that car. Take a picture of you doing a test drive and your hand on that steering wheel, you know, sat in the car park. Obviously, I'm not condoning you taking pictures of your hands while you're driving, but take a picture of your hand on that steering wheel as you're sat in that car, or get your partner or whoever came with you to take a picture of you in the driving seat, so that you've got that physical picture and you've also been in that car, you've smelt it, you've felt the leather, you've felt the interiors, you felt what it was like to drive it, you felt what it was like standing in that new home and the smell of the carpet and the feel of the atmosphere. And it'll just help you to visualize a little bit easier. And I find with the quotes and written word, it's so handy to use your own writing. Obviously, if you do it digitally, you could just find a nice font that you like and just write it out and put it in whatever color and stuff. But I think if you're writing the quote yourself, it really helps you to resonate with that quote a little bit deeper, because whenever you see it on your vision board, you're going to see it and think, I wrote that out, and you're going to remember writing it out, and you're going to remember how you felt when you wrote it out. And then you can just start getting up all those feelings and those thoughts. And I think that one of the biggest parts of vision boards is visualization. Vision, visualization, they go quite hand in hand. So the third hack is to try visualization meditations. And visualization meditations are super powerful. I've been using them for probably like 8 months now. And I just find that they work so well for helping you get to where you want to be. And when you're in that meditative state, I find that you just kind of relax a little bit more. So it allows you to visualize without the fear. Because if I just sit and I'm daydreaming in the car and I'm like, oh, you know, I wonder what it would be like to live in my dream house. What would it smell like? What would it feel like? What would it be like? What would I do? I think about all these different things. But then when you do the meditations, it's almost allowing yourself to set aside that time where you're not doing anything else for 10 minutes or whatever it is. I'll leave some YouTube ones that I really like down in the show notes for you. I'll leave like 4 or 5 of them. But it's just a really nice time to just be with your thoughts. And if you've ever tried meditation before, visualization meditations are a very similar vibe. So you are in a meditative state, you're listening to the relaxing music, but they guide you through visualizations. So they'll ask you to visualize your goals, and then they'll ask how it feels and all these things that help you to visualize if you maybe struggle to just do it on your own. Because I am the worst probably at doing it just by myself, because I have the most scatty undiagnosed ADHD of anyone you've ever met in your life. And I find that my brain will like start a visualization, then I'll think about what it would be like to live in that house or to feel strong or to have self-love or to whatever, and then I'll curb off and I'll be like, oh, you know, I'll be in the gym. Oh, my gym. What does my gym look like? I wonder what my gym's going to look like when it's got that new equipment. And then I just go off on a tangent 50 thoughts later. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I was meant to be visualizing how I would feel in my body when it's really strong. And then I'm suddenly thinking about the fact that the gym's got a new car park. So I do think that the guided ones are better if you are a bit like me and you're scatty. They're really, really good. And they just really help to guide you and help visualize your goals. So highly recommend. Now, if you've listened to my podcast before or anyone else who talks on these kind of things, you will know that the brain does not know the difference between imagination and reality. It's all the same thing in your brain, little triggers and neurons and everything. So that's why the saying, what you think about, you bring about, is so true. And if you're visualizing and you're thinking about these amazing things that are going to be happening in your life, guess what? They're going to start happening. Now, for part two of the episode, I really wanted to talk you through some of the things that were on my 2023 vision board and things that have happened since putting those on my vision board. Now, I do want to stress that obviously, as much as things can just happen and you're not really sure how they happen, a big part of manifestation is you kind of have to work towards your goals too. You can't just sit back and let them happen. Sometimes that is how it works. Sometimes things just fall into your lap and that's amazing. But for the most part, you can't just sit back doing the same thing you've always done and expect a different result. If you're sat there and you're still doing the same things, how are you suddenly going to become self-confident? How are you suddenly going to start to feel strong if you never go into the gym? How are you suddenly going to buy this 4-bedroom house if you are not making the effort and making the steps to get to that 4-bedroom house? Do you see what I'm saying? You have to put in the work. And I think that's something that we often forget when it comes to manifestation. And it's one of the most overlooked parts of it, is that people expect that just because you're writing it down, it means the universe is just going to give it to you on a plate and you're not going to have to work very hard for it. But trust me, if you start working towards these goals at the same time, the universe will just start opening doors. It's not going to miraculously give it to you on a plate, but it will start opening the doors that help you to get to that goal and that dream of yours. Now, speaking of goals and dreams, let's talk through some of my vision board successes of this year. And if you want to see my physical vision board, I actually did share a little TikTok, which is showing you the pictures on the vision board and then showing you what actually happened because of the pictures on the vision board. So that's quite a good one if you want something visual to relate to on this bit. So I'll leave that in the show notes if you want to check it out. But things that have happened. So I made my vision board at the beginning of the year, like everyone else, and I put some things on there, and some of it was quite far-fetched for me, and I didn't know if it had ever happened. I didn't really know what to make of it. I've done this with vision boards in the past where I have a goal or a dream in my mind, and I'll put it on my board, and I'll think, I have no idea how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to get there. I don't know what steps I'm going to take. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just going to trust the process and we're going to get to that goal. And that's what happened a lot this year, which is so bizarre. Last year it happened a lot too. And I do find that for me, I don't know why, but I seem to always be really drawn to the quotes on my vision board. There's something about those little quotes that seem to really ignite something in me whenever I look at them and I feel drawn to them. And they're the things that I find really start to pick up some interest in my brain cells. Maybe I'm just a visual learner with words. Like maybe words just resonate with me highly because words allow a little bit more interpretation for your brain rather than seeing a picture of like someone else, if that makes sense. I don't know, but I find that words are really powerful for me. So one of the biggest things that I had on there was a quote that says, "Self-love is a superpower, be good to yourself." And that one I see all the time, and it's one that I found really hard, and it's something that I've been working towards for years because I used to be quite an avid self-hater. I've kind of always had this really negative mindset towards myself, and last year and this year I've really put focus on discovering more of who I am and just really getting to grips with like finding that self-love. So I had this quote on my board, and 1,000,000% something triggered in my brain this year, and I just have fallen into myself a little bit more. I've been reading a lot more self-development books. I've been really focusing on things that make me happy. I've been clearing negative energies in my life. I've started therapy again. And all these little things that have really helped me to help myself to reach those goals. And I just find it so interesting when you really start to think about the process, and then one day things just click. And even when it comes to like body image, I found this where I used to really just dislike looking in the mirror. I hated my body. If I looked in the mirror like 50 times a day, I'd pull myself apart. I'd make all these little comments about myself. Obviously, being an influencer, that doesn't really help matters because you're looking at yourself a lot more often. But I just found it really triggering to see my body and just pull it apart. And I hated the way I looked in the mirror. And then one day I just said to myself, I'm not going to do this anymore. Like, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm just going to go about my day. If I look in the mirror, I'm going to decide one thing that I like about myself. And then it took quite a while, but eventually I got to the point where I just thought, wow, I actually don't feel like that anymore. Like, how mad that I used to feel that way, because I don't anymore. And even just like down to other little things that I don't really want to go into, but it just, I just felt more confident. And it's definitely a journey, but I think this year specifically, I have delved more from just being in the physical element to really loving myself internally as well. And the therapy, I'm not going to lie, has been probably the biggest part of that, alongside obviously going away and doing my own things at home. So I have what I like to call my self-development evenings, where sometimes my boyfriend works late and I'll basically just light some candles, or, you know, sit in the bath or do whatever makes me feel good in that moment. And I'll have an hour or two where I just turn my phone off or put it on do not disturb, don't have any technology on, maybe have like a subliminal playing because I quite like those to relax me. And I'll just sit and read a book, or I'll journal, or I'll do something that is to do with learning about myself and to do with like releasing all of these negativities and all of these core beliefs that are not good. And it's really been good. So that's one of the quotes that I had that I think has really worked. I also had a picture of like fashion mood boards scattered around, which in my mind was, I really wanted to have a collection with a brand. Didn't know how it was going to happen, but I really, really wanted a collection with a brand. And guess what? Your girl had a collection. I had one at the beginning of the year with a brand called Make Thread, which is a sustainable brand, which is exactly what I wanted. I wanted something that was really, really good. I wanted to do something good. And I launched a hoodie, a t-shirt and a tote bag. And I also did have a second collection that was meant to launch, but we ended up not launching it because I just wasn't 100% with the designs and stuff. But I designed it myself. I came up with the quote. Well, I didn't come up with the quote. I knew the quote existed already, but I wanted to use that quote because it's my favorite one, which was, be the energy that you want to attract. And I created this really gorgeous range that I absolutely love. I wear the pieces quite a lot. You've probably seen me wearing the t-shirts and stuff around and about, but unfortunately it was limited edition, so you can no longer get your hands on it. But I absolutely loved it, and I'm so glad I did it. It brought my university heart back because I studied fashion design, and it just made me so happy. And it's made me more determined to kind of try and pursue something like that in the future. It's been a very long-term goal of mine, but one that is absolutely driven by fear. So that's something I've always wanted to do. I studied it. I studied with the intention of doing it, and it is still something that is very much there. But I keep that one very tight-lipped. I don't tell anyone what the plans are for that kind of thing, because I'm very much a work hard in silence person. I don't like telling anyone my ideas because I don't like them being taken, because it's happened before. So I keep things tight, little tight-lipped around here sometimes. What else did we have on there? So we had a couple on a plane. So it's like two man and a woman's legs with a plane window, which was intending to be that I go on a really good trip with my boyfriend. We'd already planned a trip to Australia and New Zealand that was a cruise. We did, however, if you've heard the story, cancel the cruise at the last minute and end up accidentally doing van life, which was another picture that was on my board. I've had a camper van on the side of a beach for the longest time on my vision board. And we, 2 weeks before we left, decided that we were going to go and do van life for 3 weeks in Australia. And honestly, it was the best thing I've ever done in my life. I loved it. I could have lived in that van for weeks longer. I really, really enjoyed it. James, however, as a 6'7" human being, was not the biggest fan of the van. I had to get a specifically large van because it's the only one that was tall enough for him. And he still kept hitting his head on things and whacking his legs. He was not having the best time ever, but I loved it. I thought it was great. And I'm so grateful that we got to do that trip together, because it was an entire month away. And it was a really nice time for us to just be together, to connect. We're in a completely different time zone to being at home. So we were like almost on the flip. And it was really nice because all throughout the day, we got really uninterrupted time with each other until the UK woke up. And then obviously in the evening, we could have a chat to family and friends and stuff. But it was just really magical. And I'm so grateful to have done it with him. It honestly was just a trip of a lifetime. I also had an engagement ring, but that is definitely something we're still working on, alongside Disney Paris at Christmas. They're two that are like recurring, but I know they're coming, but they're recurring. It's kind of what I was talking about before with like the dermatology course scenario thing that I said about, like, if you're studying, you just keep putting it on there till it happens. What else did I have? I also had some headphones on a book because I really wanted to start the podcast. Podcasting has been something I've wanted to do for years, and I finally just bit the bullet. You guys know the story by now. I bought the microphone. I just went for it. I didn't have any idea what I was doing, but I just went for it. And here we are, 30 odd episodes later, abundance of listeners, and I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. Meeting some of you at the events has honestly been the best thing ever, because I love hearing how you have heard the podcast and it's changed your life, or whatever it is, whatever story you've got, I just absolutely love hearing about it. So that was something that was a really big thing for me, and it happened. And I also have a little something else coming very soon, which we're going to talk about in a minute. There is the magic coming back, which I probably should have mentioned sooner, actually. So we're going to be doing the magic group chat again, which will be sold on my website. And you basically get access to a group chat where I'm going to be doing the magic with you guys. And then all of the information of everything you're going to get is going to be on the website. So I'll leave that linked as well. I think potentially that might take a couple of days to get onto the website because I've got to do some codey bits, which are very confusing. But that's going to be coming back soon. And then potentially, let me know if it's something you'd be interested in. But I was thinking of doing a little self-development book club because your girl over here is reading self-development books like they're coming out of her ears at the moment. And I thought it might be quite a nice little additional thing because the magic's always so fun. Had a picture of a group of girls, really wanted to launch the event. I'm really proud of myself for that one. We've had two really successful events so far, and I've got a couple more planned in for 2024 already. If you are in the Berkshire area in the UK, they are going to be in Core Connection in Wokingham, which is actually not local to me at all, but I really wanted to do it there because I've been to the studio before and I loved it. And we're doing two reformer Pilates classes, and then we're doing a sound bath, which is very exciting. There is currently only three spaces left on that one, so if you want to do that one, be quick. And I think there's maybe like four on one of them and two on one of them, I don't know. There's not many tickets left, so if you want to come to those, be quick. If there's enough demand, we might do some more of them. We were talking about doing some more in the summer maybe. I had a quote that said, your life is as good as your mindset, which is a quote that I really had to remind myself of this year, because this year has been very, very challenging for me in many ways. I have questioned many parts of myself, parts that I haven't ever had to question before, and there's just been various different things happening, and I've really had to remind myself that if I'm sitting and dwelling on things and being negative, things are never going to get better. So if I just take everything and romanticize it and make my life feel magical and special and amazing, and I just convince myself that that's what's happening, then my life will become those things. And it's really started to just change the way that I look at stuff, which is amazing. So I'm really grateful for that one. I started running again consistently. I did have a half marathon booked for a couple of weeks' time, but unfortunately, which I'm so gutted about, I genuinely have cried so much over this because I'm so gutted. But I started running consistently. I really hurt my hip. I've been out for months. I think I've had like 2 months off at this point. And my hip's just really a problem. So I've had to pause the running for a little bit until I can get physio, which I'm waiting on. I'm on a waiting list for like 2 months, which is really annoying. So that's going to be something that does get picked back up. But I started my love for running again, and I just absolutely love it. I think running around beautiful places and just being outside where you're plugged into music or plugged into a podcast and you can't text, you can't get in touch with anyone, you're literally just running, is the most enjoyable feeling in the world. I love it so much. I've learned about crystals, which is something I've wanted to do for a really long time. I taught myself how to do my own nails. So I had a picture of some nails and I really wanted to teach myself how to do them because I spend a fortune getting my nails done, or I used to spend a fortune getting my nails done. It used to be like £40 every few weeks. And I just wanted to teach myself so that I could save some money because we're in our saving era at the moment. And I taught myself how to do nails. So I'm now actually, funnily enough, a qualified nail technician. I don't use it, but I'm qualified in biosculpture, which is like buildable gel. And I do my own nails at home and sometimes my friend's nails because it saves me a lot of money. But yeah, there's a lot of things, as you can see, that I've managed to visualize and put on my vision board and bring into my reality. And I wanted to stress to you that it's so possible to do anything that you put your mind to if you just believe that it's going to happen and you put in a bit of work and you trust the universe. So hopefully on that note, I have inspired you. I will leave the link to my vision board course down in the show notes if you wanted to join along. There is no time frame for this one. You can join whenever it is that you want. The course is going to be there. You get lifetime access. You basically just create a little account on the website, you log in, and it takes you through the course. There's videos to talk you through everything, so I've been as insightful as possible. It's basically like a long form version of this website. It's basically a long form version of this podcast, and I've gone into much more detail. So if you want to check it out, obviously I'll leave it in the show notes, and I would absolutely love to have you. Like I said, you get 25% off with the code podcast if you put that in capitals. So PODCAST will get you 25% discount. And I honestly, if you do join and you have come from the podcast episode, let me know. I guess I better round off the episode here. I've been waffling your ear off for about 30 minutes now, and Let me tell you, creating a long podcast by yourself is very challenging. But I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. Have the best Christmas ever. I am wishing you and your family the most happy, joyous time. And if you're going through anything hard, then I hope that things feel a little bit easier and you get a little bit of peace this Christmas. But wishing you all the best time ever. I love you all so, so much. And I'll speak to you after Christmas. Goodbye. Did you know the Good Vibes Club also runs events around the UK? Well, now you do. So if you want to get your hands on a ticket, make sure you head over to thegoodvibesclub.co.uk to search our upcoming events and get on board with something new. Whether you want to make some new friends or try something that you've always wanted to do, come along and join one of our events. And if there's anything that you'd love to do that we aren't doing yet, let us know and we can add it to the list. See you there, guys. Are you loving this podcast and recommending it to everyone you know? Well, let's share the love. Ratings and reviews really help podcasts to be found in search engines, and it just helps new people to find the podcast and enjoy it too. So I'd be really grateful if you could leave a little rating and a review if you could take 5 seconds, and I'll see you in my next episode. Goodbye, guys.